You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Tigers in 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast where we bring you breaking news and interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and influencers from football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Now, let's get to the episode.
Welcome back to Go Tigers 247's Off the Boards. This is Kenny Stubblefield, lead digital content creator for Go Tigers 247, and I'm with the man on the end, the beast, the vet. I'm with Jalen Allen. What's up, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nice to see you again.
Man, I've had the opportunity to interview quite a few players, and your name constantly pops up, bro. Your name is constantly popping up. What is it about you that people like so much, man? Like, what is it about you that makes your teammates go, yo, that's that guy, man. Jalen Allen is that guy.
I just feel like what separates me is I be myself with everybody. I can't switch up. I be the exact same person every day when I wake up in the morning.
Why switch up, right?
It ain't no point. I got to be the same person. I got to give y'all the same energy every day, because I'm coming to get mine, because I know how hard it was to get here. So, man, right. Keep it moving.
Imagine being a different person around different people every time you wake up, and imagine the energy that it takes to remember, number one, who you were around that person the last time you were around them. And imagine, like, going, I mean, you got to, like, keep records about this stuff. Like, okay, with this dude, I was this guy. With this dude, I was this guy. If you're yourself, then that's right.
That's what I be trying to tell them. You just got to be yourself. You wake up every day, I wake up every day and tell myself, hey, man, you that man. And when I be that when I wake up. So
I love that. You're that guy. You're that man. Man, so you've been around this program for a minute now.
Yeah.
I mean, you were all the way back 2018, right? Like, we were talking off the air just a second ago, and, I mean, you play high school ball with PT, yeah, you know, in Houston. Like, you and Patrick Taylor played together. Now you see that man in the NFL doing his thing. You see, yeah, a bunch of other guys in the from your squads in the NFL producing, all that kind of stuff. Man, as a senior heading into your fifth year, like, what? How would you view your time as a Tiger? Number one, and, like, what's, like, the biggest surprise? Like, I know it's probably been a long time since you came from Houston up here to Memphis, but, like, what's been the biggest surprise for you, man? Like, what was the thing that you would say as a fifth year dude, you'd go, yeah, man, I wish I could go back and tell the freshman Jalen Allen this.
Okay. I say just to get here, like, I was blessed. Like, I never thought I would be in this position. I kind of came here kind of weird. I was kind of a blue shirt. So that kind of started off weird. So I didn't kind of start with a scholarship, and then, right, I earned my scholarship. It was a weird situation. But if I were to tell myself one thing, young Jay, I would just develop my mindset earlier, if that's possible. I would have. Hmm. If freshman Jay had the mindset of vet Jay,
it's game over.
It would have been game over way earlier. But everything happens for a reason, and I'm a true believer of that. So, I don't know.
What is the one thing, like, what do you think has developed your mindset? Is it just age? Is it experience? Or has there been, like, specific things that have caused you to go, I'm now a different man, I'm more mature? Like, what is it? Has it been specific things, or just age and experience?
I mean, it's been a lot of things. Like, I done been through probably, I say, this is my fifth position coach, third new DC, second head coach. So I think the new coaching change kind of forced me to, you know, adapt and to be like, okay, well, now I got a new head coach, or now I have a new position coach. So let me adapt to him, see what his ways is. Because, you know, with a new coach, he can change the whole everything, depth chart, scheme. So it just like, well, he here now, so the next man in, you got to move up. You got to be ready because your time come. You got to make the most of it.
You know, I had an interesting back and forth with Quindell about this at the beginning of my kind of interview series with players. Mm-hmm. And he enlightened me on something that I thought was interesting. And it's something specifically I wanted to ask you, because out of all the guys on the defense, I think you, Zay, and Quindell probably have all this same kind of experience, you know, multiple position coaches, multiple defensive coordinator changes. I mean, I think you've been on your fourth. This is your fourth in 5 years.
Fourth.
That's crazy, man. And as a guy who sits behind the microphone and edits stuff, and I'm not out there with you guys. I'm not an athlete like you guys. My immediate reaction to that was, man, that would make me feel nervous. That would make me feel anxious, like how much is going to change. And Quindell said something that really opened my mind, and I wanted to ask you about it too. He said, I don't ever start over with a new DC or a new coach. I have a base knowledge of what I've grown and what I have experienced during my time, and I build and I build and I build and exactly. I build on that.
Exactly. That's exactly. Quindell, my dog, for a reason. Because we had the same mindset. It's like every coach you get, he's coming with new philosophies, new concepts. So I'm adding his concepts and philosophies on top of the old ones. Like I still be catching myself saying 1%, even though it's all in now. But I know every day I come in here, I'm trying to get 1% better than I was yesterday. I'm trying to add one little mistake that I did yesterday in my arsenal today. Because it's a mind game. Like, football is a big mind game. If I can play with your mind more than you can play with mine, are we winning? Yeah, we winning right now. So
you are, you're here in Memphis now. You're about to start the summer program up. Yesterday I was on IG and I saw the football team post a bunch of pictures of some young cats coming through the door.
Young guys.
Man, what are they feeling right now?
Man.
And what is Jay going to say to them on that first practice, man? What are you going to tell them? What are they feeling right now? And what are you going to tell them?
They probably feeling good. They probably feeling good right now. They fresh. They seeing all the little girls that's around. We're probably no girls right now because it's summer. But they finally feeling good. They don't know what's going on. It's going to be a rude awakening. And it's Memphis. You got to grind for everything you want. You got to grind. So
is that the piece of advice you would give them? Like, hey, come with your hard hat every day.
Come. You not giving nothing in Memphis. And that's what I think I love about Memphis. You not giving nothing. So if you come in here, especially if you're coming on this football team, you better be ready to grind. You better be ready to know, hey, it's the trenches. As soon as you step on this field, it's the trenches. So have your hard hat on. Have your mindset ready. I'm definitely we got to meet today. They're going to know.
They're going to know. I'm going to send you a recorder so I can – because you're – so this is what I've been told. This is what I've been told by players, not by coaches, but by players. I was on the field a lot last year with you guys out there, you know, pregame stuff, taking video. I'm the big dude taking video behind the camera. If I'm in your face, I apologize, man. I mean well. You know, you got free reign to knock me out of the way if I get in your way, bro, for real.
So I don't know now.
But I got to be on the field during pregame stuff and during y'all's little huddles that y'all would do. And, bro, I'm telling you, man, like, I'm not a player like that. Like, I'm not a football player. I play basketball a little bit, but I'm not a football player. But I was ready to run through a wall when J.J. Russell started talking last year. Like, when he was in that huddle, bro, I was like, God. Like, and everybody talks about that, right? But I've been hearing you're that guy this year. Like, you're that dude this year. You going to take on that role this year, you and Quindell?
I'm going to take on the role. I've been saying that I want to take on more leadership roles. I want to put the team on my back. If it need to be on my back, I'll put it on. And we'll rock together, you know? So whatever they need me to do, if you don't need me to do it, I'm going to do it.
Because you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the best out of this team. We got unfit as business to attend to.
That, I mean, that's interesting, man, because like you could have easily left last year. Mm-hmm. You know what, through you could have gone to the draft, you could have transferred if you wanted to. You have a fifth year of eligibility. And Quindell, I asked him the same question. I'm like, man, like I think everybody expected Quindell to leave, whether it be, you know, especially when the defensive coordinator switches were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to you and talking to Quindell, like it's interesting because players don't stick around for 5 years like you guys do. They don't stay in the same program. And it sounds like to me that you guys are, especially the vets on the team, really do feel like there's some unfinished business because you've been there now. You were there in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
You were there for the conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
You were there for the Montgomery Bowl in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year probably had to leave a pretty nasty taste in your mouth.
Yeah, it did. And I feel like we were so close in so many games. It's like, wow. Like, if it wasn't for this little minute thing, the whole game could have been flipped around.
Right.
It's unfinished business. I just wake up and I watch the games and just sit there and discuss sometimes. So I know I got things I want to do. So I don't know.
What is your goals for this year, man? Like, I don't want to say like, hey, this is a win-loss. We're going to win this many games, lose this many games. We're going to do that. We're going to go undefeated. Like, everybody believes coming into the year, we're not going to lose a damn game, right? Like, we're going to win out. But for you personally, like, what are your personal goals this year for yourself?
Since we're doing this new defense, I don't really know. I don't want to say a specific goal yet. I got them written down, but I don't want to say them out loud yet. I just like,
got you, bro. Got you.
But we definitely gonna put this defense together. I feel like this new defense and the pieces we have now, it'll work for us.
Well, I mean, everybody seems really excited. You know, I'm not a fan of disparaging former staff guys. Like, I would never do that. I do think that as somebody who I don't understand the game of football the way that you do and the way that Quindell does, but just as an active watcher of the games and somebody who in some ways gets paid to kind of discuss this thing, one of the things that we noticed last year was that y'all's defense was most effective when y'all were in the backfield getting pressure.
Yeah.
And I think there was like audible, like, yes, when we would see four guys line up on the defensive line.
Like,
and when it was like constant, like three dudes were like, ah, damn it. Like it's good. They're going to be in a coverage in a zone and it's, oh man, like pressure, pressure, pressure. And if I can be honest with you, when y'all had four guys lined up, most of the time it was you in the backfield.
Yeah.
Most of the time you were back there. Are you excited about, I know there's going to be different things. I know that Coach Barnes is bringing in new schemes and doing different things, and there's going to be switches and things. But from what I'm hearing from everybody, there's going to be a lot of pressure this year. Are you excited about that?
I'm too excited. Like I said, they put me in positions I never would have thought I was in. So just coming from, you know, 3-4s, it's different scale. Like, even though I'd have been in the 4-3 already, I went from 4-3 to a 3-4, back to a 4-3 now. Even though I've been a 4-3, it's different. I like the way Coach Barnes thinking and where he putting me and other pieces. And
hey, don't give me any details, man, because I'm not trying to get Coach Barnes calling me up and being like, yo, bro.
He'll call me before he call you.
He'd be like, Jalen, why are you don't give me any specifics, man. I'm not trying to get in trouble over here. But that sounds awesome. I mean, like, I know, I mean, that's for your set, for yourself in terms of your skill set. Do you fashion yourself as somebody like, man, I'm just a pressure dude who could get like on the end, man? Like, if I'm one-on-one with somebody, you're not going to be able to stop me, kind of a deal.
Exactly. When I say I'm that guy, that's what I think about when I line up. You not going to block me. If you block me once, you're not going to block me twice. If you block me twice, you damn sure ain't going to block me three times. So that ain't going to be no question. I just feel like I can't lose.
Hey, picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So man, I saw one of the cutest videos ever on Twitter the other day.
Yeah.
And it was you at an event, and you were helping this little girl with a hula hoop.
Yeah.
As somebody who can never do a hula hoop, who's never learned how to do a hula hoop, even at 41 years old, man, that was a beautiful image, man. It was a beautiful image, and I wanted to ask you about like your involvement in those kinds of community related outreaches that the team does. Like, how important is that stuff to you?
Very important. I think just the smiles that the kids be having, you know, from LeBarner just going to the elementaries, it'll change your whole day. Like, you cannot smile seeing his or her smile, you know, from just you being there playing with them for a little bit. Because to them, you know, you're a superhero.
Man.
Going on, they just know you here to spend your time with them and to give your all to them for a couple of hours, 30 minutes. You can't beat that. But I,
what's your
big volunteer?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Nah, my mom put me volunteering when I was young, so it always been part of my life or whatever.
So over in Houston, your mom had you doing that kind of early on?
Oh, yeah, food banks. We would make sandwiches and just go give them out to, you know, homeless and stuff like that. We did so much. She actually, every time she sees, my mom is my biggest fan, but every time she sees, she's overwhelmed and she'll text me, you know, paragraphs. Oh, I love this. You know, we used to do this back in the day. I love to see you keep going. So,
yeah. Is what motivates you to keep going? Like, what is your biggest, like, what's your motivation that every day you keep grinding, every day? Because, I mean, you're entering into... I know as an athlete, you're motivated by being able to play, right, on Saturdays, on Fridays, next year, hopefully on Sundays, right? Like, you're motivated by that. But, like, right now, as you're going into – you just had the spring game. You had spring practice. You're going into summer workouts, and then fall camp starts. How do you stay motivated during times like right now where you're about to go into some of the – like the hottest part of the year, the grimiest part of the year? Like, how do you stay motivated?
You're right. It's going to get ill. But I don't know. I always kind of like the process. Like, as you see now, I'm kind of getting goosebumps. I just always kind of like the process. But my biggest motivation, I would say one is my mom. My mom went through so much going with me. Like, she had me, I believe, 18, and seeing her go through so much hard, you know, hard times and hard struggles. So it's just like, man, I play for her every day. Like, I wake up and I just be like, okay, my mom had my back. And then my step pops too, because I didn't start playing football until she met him. And he put me in football for the first time. And so it's a lot.
So he put you in football, man. That's crazy.
Yep. He put me in football for the first time.
Was it an instant thing for you? Like, did you go, oh man, I love this game?
Instant love. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you the story of what happened. So I played in a country league outside on the outskirts of Houston. It's called Dayton, Texas.
Oh, I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yep, that's where I played. And my first practice, I'll never forget, I ran through somebody's face. I mean, I ran through his face, and I tried to help him up. And my dad immediately picked me up and started shaking me, like, woo, you know, just the feeling. And since that day, he taught me how to, like, control my aggression into a sport. And since then, he just been my best friend. We've been basically inseparable.
That's awesome. I remember playing football. I played football for a year, and I dislocated my kneecap twice in seventh grade playing football. And I was like, I'm out. I'm a basketball player. Like, yeah, I'm good. But I remember in football, I remember the first time I got a bruise from football. And I thought I was like the stuff, man. I was like, this is awesome. Like, I felt like I had accomplished something. Like, I did something. I still remember seeing that bruise and going, man, I got this playing football. Yep. This is awesome. Yep. You know? Yeah.
Big boy stats.
That's awesome. So what are your goals? Like, what are your, we talked about goals for this season, but as you, I know there's aspirations and dreams to play on Sundays, and I think you have every opportunity to get there, but do you see yourself, I know you're aiming for that, but do you ever see yourself coaching? Do you ever see yourself, do you see yourself staying in football once playing days are over?
I don't know. I know I have a lot of passion for football, and it's hard to turn off. Because, you know, I can tell you have a lot of passion for basketball. So it's kind of hard just to get out of the sport and just be like, okay, well, I'm done with it forever. So it might come back. I'm not going to say for sure, but it might come back.
You see somebody like Coach Pope, and you go, I could do that. Yeah. I could be that guy. Like, I could coach a line. I could do – y'all both have that. Y'all's energies are almost exact. I've interviewed him before, and your energy and his energy, man, it's like infectious. Like, I'm getting I feel the competitive juices flowing just by talking to you. You know what I'm saying? So
that's definitely the vibe I get from Coach Pope every time.
Absolutely. All right, I got a few last questions for you. They're fan questions. They want to know a little bit more about Jalen Allen.
Okay.
Personal stuff. What is your favorite place to eat in Memphis?
Favorite place to eat in Memphis. Okay. I would say A&R Barbecue's top two, for sure. I'm a barbecue man. I'm from Texas. I'm a big barbecue.
I got you. Has Memphis changed you to a pork, or are you still brisket? You like the brisket?
I'm a brisket guy. I eat pork, but I'm a brisket guy.
Brisket is on – listen – I'm from Memphis. I'm going to get slander for this. I'm going to get some hate comments, all that kind of stuff. Brisket is so freaking good, dude.
It's just, come on now.
If it's done well, brisket is so good.
Come on now. Definitely.
So A&R, what else? You said top two. What's your other favorite?
Top two. And then me and my girlfriend love going to Crumbies. We'll eat Crumbies every day if we could. Well, she would. She from Memphis.
She's from Memphis.
Things after a while, I'd be like, okay, whoa. Let's do something else, because the wings are getting a little overbearing right now.
My stomach can't handle all these wings all the time.
Honey gold, honey hot, lemon pepper. Oh, I got it. Try something.
Hey, listen, man, A&R is a sneaky place that people don't talk about enough.
It's really underrated. It really is.
All right, if you could watch only one movie and listen to one album for the rest of your life, Jalen Allen, what would it be?
Okay.
It's got to be something like Chopped and Screwed from Houston, right? The album? Like, it's got to be...
You might be on to something now. You might be. I've always been very diverse. Like I feel
okay.
like okay. I could get a little bit of everything from everyone. Okay, album. Okay. Now you're making me think now.
Hey, man, this is what we do here on this podcast. We make you think.
Album, I would say, I mean, Houston has good music. I love Houston music. But if I had to go with the album, give me back on that question.
Okay. What about a movie?
Okay, movie. My top two movies would either be Planet of the Apes, or I could probably watch that whole trilogy.
The newest ones, right? With the new ones?
Yeah, newest. Not the 1980s. Yeah, I see it.
Not the black and white version of it.
But the new ones, the new trilogy, The Rise and the what was the first one? The Spawn or something? Whatever.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
If you had those three movies, I can watch those the rest of my life. Planet of the Apes, and I would say probably.
That's a sneaky good call, bro. Like I hadn't even thought about that. Like that's a sneaky good call.
Oh yeah, Planet of the Apes, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of got that underdog theme to it, which I love that little underdog theme. That's.
All right, we're going to get back to this album thing because I got to know this album. Okay. But I'm going to ask you another question. Keep thinking about the album. We're going to come back to it. How do you decompress from football? Like, what's some hobbies that you're into that you enjoy?
Me and my girl actually just went fishing yesterday, and we had time of our life just going fishing. We just caught a few perch. But time of our life. Of course I play the game. Who don't play the game? I got the VR headset. I just got that, so that's
pro. You a pro. Like, you on another level.
Oh, I just got it now. I just got a little birthday gift. I wasn't complaining, though.
So you play, wait, what games do you play? Oh, the VR, like what's it called? The Oculus, right?
It's Quiz.
Dope. Let's go back to the album. I got to hear an album from you, man. Like, I got to hear something. You don't have to think too hard about it. Just what's an album that you'd listen to?
Okay, I would say the first album that popped in my head is Carter 3, Little Wayne.
It's a great choice.
Old school. If I'm just going back in my times when I was growing up, that would be the first album that popped in my head.
That's a great choice, man. Wayne is the GOAT. He is way up there.
Wayne's GOAT. I feel like Wayne, it's about time for him to chill out. He's getting a little old now. He's getting a little decrepit.
Listen. He's getting old. All right, so last question. What game are you looking forward to the most this year?
Mississippi State, Houston, and Tulsa.
Really? I know the Houston game makes sense, right? Like, you got to get that one back. Yeah. I'm sure you know a lot of the dudes on the team at Houston. Like, you got to get that one back.
Houston, like our little brother, so I definitely want to get that game back.
Mm,
we won 2020, and then they won the last one. So, yeah, it's about time for some get back now.
They won that, yeah, because that was SMU. I'm thinking of a different game. Because what was it 2 years ago during the COVID year? Y'all had that 4-week layoff because of the COVID stuff, and then you came back out, and I think y'all play SMU maybe that first game.
What's SMU?
And then, I mean, like, they had, like, the number one rated offense in the whole country. The quarterback had thrown for, like, a gazillion touchdowns in the first 4 games of the year, and y'all were coming back after a 4-week layoff, and they beat y'all by, like, 3 or something like that. And it was like, come on, man. Y'all had 4 weeks off. Team's not – yeah, come on. That's got to be so tough, man. Like, how has it been? This is legit my last question. How was it going through that COVID stuff, man? Like, was it just like the – I know that COVID was impacting everybody outside of football, everybody outside the facility. But in terms of being a Division I athlete and having to perform and do all the things that you were doing, plus – with all the restrictions that were around you, I mean, that had to be extremely tough, right?
Yeah, it was hard. We had to do unnecessary things. Well, I felt they was unnecessary. You know, we just had to do stuff. But it was hard. I'm just glad we threw it. I heard there's another virus coming, so I hope it don't crack back down from what my girl was telling me. So I hope that.
They got that monkeypox coming.
Monkeypox and something with a C. I want to say, I don't even know. I got to ask.
Let's not speak that into existence, man. Good Lord, I'm done.
Knock on some wood.
Yeah, let's knock on some wood. That ain't happening. Hey, listen, man, for real, I've been super excited about having the opportunity to talk to you. And it's exciting to know that the Memphis team has guys like you, veterans that are leading this team. And I'm excited for what you guys are going to do this year, man. And I know that it's going to be you got a couple of months ahead of you. They're going to be tough, but man, I know team's going to be good if you're there. So I appreciate you joining me today, man, and good luck with everything this summer and heading into the fall camp.
Man, I appreciate you. Just know Memphis in good hands. We getting up.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers and 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave a rating and a comment wherever you download your podcast. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, head over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are published daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for a VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!